This morning's scripture comes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 21. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when He blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because He is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May God bless the reading, hearing, and application of God's holy word this morning. Let's pray together. Lord, the question could be asked of us of have we not seen and have we not heard? We pray, O God, that today, being in your presence and being in the presence of each other, that we can say that we have heard your word for us, a word of encouragement, a word of challenge, a word that will help us in our daily living. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe it or not, whatever the outcome of tonight's football game, there is life after the Super Bowl. The 2018 Winter Olympics Olympic Games open this coming Friday, when athletes from almost 100 nations will compete in 102 events. From alpine skiing to speed skating, and from biathlon to ski jumping, participants will throw themselves down slopes, off ramps, and across ice in attempts to live out the official Olympic motto, faster, higher, and stronger. Athletes will get pumped up and put forward their best efforts while trying to keep things as simple as possible. In the last Winter Olympics, the goaltender of Finland's hockey team was asked to reveal his strategy. He said, "My strategy is to stop the puck." Reflecting on her Olympic performance, a ski crosser from Switzerland gave this concise analysis. "Everything went smoothly until I crashed." And the coach of Canada's men's hockey team revealed this secret. "The main thing is to race over to McDonald's to get an Egg McMuffin before they shut down for the morning." There just might be something in those breakfast sandwiches, since both the Canadian men's and women's hockey teams won gold that year. The biblical prophet Isaiah has his own type of Olympic event, but it does not include skiing or skating or snowboarding. Instead, Isaiah promises that those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and not necessarily eagles from Philadelphia, and they shall run and not be weary. Isaiah's Olympic event includes flying and running, Athletes shall mount up with wings like eagles and run and not be weary. But success in these events is not based on consumption of Egg McMuffins. Instead, preparation and training require waiting. Isaiah says that those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. So let's enter ourselves in the Isaiah Olympic event by waiting, flying, and running. And I want us to take a few moments to consider what we have to do if we're going to go for the gold. First, Isaiah says we need to wait. Of all the things that Isaiah challenges us to do, waiting is probably the toughest for many of us. For most of us absolutely hate to wait. When we buy a product online, we want it to show up at our doorstep immediately. When we pay for same-day service, we don't want it tomorrow. And when we order fast food, we get frustrated when it comes to us slowly. But Isaiah says that good things come to those who wait for the Lord. To wait for God means to step off the daily treadmill and stop moving for a moment or even a minute. To take a moment and slow down and to feel God's presence. To listen for what God might be saying to us without expecting a particular answer. Psalm 46:10 is a verse that provides a simple meditative exercise that can help us to wait for the Lord. It puts us in touch with the presence of God as we repeat the verse slowly, omitting a word or two with each repetition. And as soon as I say these words, I think they'll be familiar for many of you. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. When we slow down, we discover that God is the source of all that is. God is the great I am, as he revealed himself to Moses in the Old Testament. When we wait for the Lord, we are confronted by the questions raised by the prophet Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. When we wait, we discover that our lives are in God's hands. We are like grasshoppers in a field, cared for by the Creator who provides everything we need for life. The rulers of the earth have no real power in comparison, Isaiah says, and their schemes quickly blow away like dust in the wind. To whom then will you compare me, asks God the Holy One, or who is my equal? No one, of course. When we wait for the Lord, we see that no one compares to God, and no one is God's equal. We can rest in God's presence and trust God to work for good in our lives. So after we've waited, next we need to fly, according to Isaiah. To mount up with wings like eagles does not mean that we will soar through the air like ski jumpers at the Olympics. No, to fly in the Isaiah Olympic event means that we will rise above our earthly perspective and see the world from the vantage point of the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. So we might be asking, well, what does it mean to see things from this eagle-eye perspective? The Gospel of John offers us this particular point of view. He begins his gospel by describing Jesus as the Word of God, the one who was in the beginning with God, creating all things. This Word of God became flesh and lived among us, says John, and we have seen his glory, the glory of as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. To mount up with wings like eagles is to see the world from the perspective of Jesus, the one who is full of grace and truth. Jesus offers grace to all people, seeing them as friends instead of enemies. He practices hospitality, breaking bread with tax collectors and sinners. He heals the sick. He feeds the hungry. He welcomes the outcasts, just like the God depicted by the prophet Isaiah. Jesus gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. In addition, Jesus speaks in truth to all people, challenging them to seek the kingdom of God. And Jesus invites us all to fly with him and to see the world with his eagle eye perspective. Finally, we need to run. After waiting for the Lord and flying with Jesus, we can run and not be weary. I am sure that the Olympic athletes have been doing a lot of running in preparation for the Winter Games, in addition to squats and lunges and weightlifting. This is demanding physical work, and Isaiah is right to say that even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But God is more interested in our spiritual stamina than in our physical strength. He wants us to be able to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. With our eyes on Jesus, we can run and not be weary, even when we face obstacles such as job losses, relationship problems, and moral failures. When we stumble, Jesus picks us up, dusts us off, and helps us start running again. The secret to winning gold in the Isaiah Olympic event is understanding that our strength comes from outside of ourselves. Success does not come from making our bodies as powerful as they can possibly be, but by turning our lives over to the God who wants us to run successfully the race that is set before each of us. As Olympian Gabby Douglas has said, if you see my mouth moving at the Olympics or before any other competition, I'm praying. It's all up to God. He delivers us from so many obstacles, end quote. Deliverance from obstacles. That's what God provides in the Winter Games and in everyday life. When we wait for the Lord, we find that our strength is renewed. We are able to see the world from the perspective of Jesus and run the race that lies before us without falling down exhausted. In the end, we may not get a gold medal around our neck, or even a silver or a bronze. We won't get a thrill of having billions of television viewers watch us stop a puck or ski down a mountain or perform a figure skating jump. But that doesn't matter. The event that Isaiah asks us to enter in is a much more private event. Whether at home or at the Olympics, we can wait, we can fly, we can run, and with God's help, we will win. Let's pray together. Lord, we do confess that it is so difficult for us to wait. We're not known to be patient people. But Lord, as we have read and heard from the prophet Isaiah this morning, that you call upon us to wait for you, to not try and go it alone, for we will be renewed when we wait upon you. Lord, we pray for that today, that we pray for renewal in our lives, we pray for renewal in our congregation. We pray that we may wait upon you, not passively, not just saying, oh, we're going to wait for God to speak, but Lord, help us to be active, help us to run and to fly, focusing on the view that Jesus has of the community. Help us to reach out and care for others. We were doing that this morning through our Super Bowl of Caring offering. But we do that other times when we cook meals, when we visit those who are sick and those who are lonely. Lord, we do so many other things. We pray, O God, that you will constantly be with us, that we will welcome you to run beside us, and that you will one day call us home. We pray all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.